Welcome to Couples Becoming Intentional. I'm Carrie.
I am John.
And here at Couples Becoming Intentional, we want to equip you with different tools and resources so that you can live intentional lives with those that you love to leave a legacy that lasts. Welcome back to this week's episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. Happy 2024. It is officially the new year. I hope everyone had a great holiday season and ready to get back to, you know, normal life. I'm back to work.
School.
As this comes out.
Yes.
And school has started again, so we're kind of back. We're pre-recording this. And I'm sure we're going to be ready for them to go back to school.
I think we have enough exciting things.
We at least
the whole week that we have done that, like, I feel like
there's something to look forward to every day.
Yeah. So.
Pro tip, parents. Go back and listen to the Ultimate Staycation episode, because that is how this we're looking forward to break and really excited about it. So in this week's episode, we are going to be talking about setting intentions for the new year, what we're looking forward to, what trips we have planned, and yeah, what we're looking forward to about 2024. I'm going to share also what I personally do to get ready for 2024.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Do you want to share? Let's kick it off. Where are we going this year?
So come April, I don't think there's one before April, right?
None before April that has been scheduled.
Probably should not schedule one.
I know, we probably shouldn't schedule one.
So come April, we are going to Hawaii for a week.
For a week, yeah.
Yep, Wednesday to Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
Yes, and along with this, so I talked about this in last week's episode about this like new season that I'm into diving into, and I've like really dived into the world of using points and miles to pay for vacations. It is something we've dabbled in the past, and it's always kind of been a part of our life. And I know I've talked about it in some sorts on the podcast, but this trip to Hawaii is being almost fully done with points. So like our flights are going to be covered except for taxes. Our hotels are going to be covered in just really creative ways that we're making this Hawaii trip work for us. And I started a new Instagram account, which I never thought I would do. So I started a new Instagram account called Travel Hack Fam, F-A-M, Vacay, V-A-C-A-Y, all about travel hacking family vacations, because I genuinely want people to go on more vacations and to do it without going into debt, which we do not go into debt for any of these vacations at all. And we're a single income family and we make it work. So we're really excited about that upcoming trip. John, what are the other ones that we have on the docket? There's two other ones that are officially planned out.
October. Yeah, October for USDGA.
Yes. USDGC. Yes. It's not
U.S. Disc Golf Championships.
Yes.
For those who are not in the know.
I.e. me.
Most people.
4 months ago.
Yeah, and then...
Which is in?
Oh, yeah, that one's in Charlotte.
Outside of Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty much Charlotte, North Carolina. Thank you. And then we also have a adults-only Disneyland trip in August and then because my brother-in-law reached out to me saying, next time we're going to Disney, please invite us.
And randomly.
And yeah.
You don't do that to me because I'll have the trip planned.
Yes. And also their trip planned.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, if you open this credit card, you can get free flights.
Bonus. Yes.
So that you can stay at this hotel for free.
Because otherwise it'd be $900 a night and we ain't paying that.
So, yeah. We have that in August. Yeah, so
those three trips are officially planned.
Not officially planned. Like, we don't have the details ironed out. But like,
no, but they're on the docket. We have the
dates.
They're penciled in. Yeah, they're penciled in.
I would say the most firm of those would probably be Hawaii.
Because we have part of it booked.
Yeah, most of it, like, booked, where like the other stuff is nothing's booked yet.
No, but we're all in the progress. Later this month, because this January 4th is when this officially airs, later this month I'll be able to have a lot of more of these details all ironed out, which is really exciting. So I love that part of it. We were talking about maybe going somewhere warm in December, beginning of December. So
yeah, we'll see about that.
Exactly.
I feel like three trips, we kind of like, I feel
two
like,
family ones and a...
Yeah, I feel like that's good.
Oh, and I'm like, let's go.
Well, if you want another trip, it'll be just like, we don't have any just you like trips with who you want to go with, or just me trips yet.
Yep, those haven't been planned out yet. Yeah. So
I feel like those will be kind of more filler
trips. Yes, yep. And two potential girls trips that we're thinking about is Puerto Rico and New York City. So all November, December time. So we got plenty of time for those. When it comes to, so that's exciting for travel wise. When it comes to setting intentions, one of the things that I do every year is I write down between 3 to 5 goals that I want to do in the following year. Yeah. And I keep this little sticky note in the back of my journal. I have a type of journal that it was made for me. It's a leather bound journal, but then I can recycle out the notebooks that are in it. So it fits 3 of these Rifle Paper Co. journals. So on the back of each Rifle Paper, I have the tracking of my goal for each time I finish out a journal. And last year when I did it, I had 5, and I can guarantee you there were some that I did not finish. Actually, most I did not finish. I did complete a half marathon.
Yay.
And I did one of the things that I, and the goals that I set are cover a variety of different areas. So two of them were financial, one of them was a half marathon, and one of them was reading, and then another one was people related, that I wanted to have people over to our house for a meal once a month. And we did it.
We did that up until kind of like November-ish.
Nope, we hit November.
We did?
December, we need to get somebody. Well, we're pre-recording this.
Yeah, it's kind of been one of those like December is because of like Christmas.
Yes.
Build up, there's not much more like space and like, yeah. So December is a hard one to get.
Right.
But yeah, yes. We did. We kind of, yeah. We did have people.
Trust me, over. I was tracking it. Well, I remembered.
I didn't realize that was a goal of yours.
I know. I never told you.
No. I don't have goals set out for future.
No, we don't do words. We don't do themes. I just set my like main 3 intentions of like, this is where I want to be with this. This is where I want to be with this. And this is what I want to do. And keep it very small. I will say I want to read 5 books, and I did not read 5 books last year.
I've read 1, which is a...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, if you look back at 2021, 2022, like when I read a lot of books,
yeah,
that's what I did in my free time.
That's right.
2023, I did disc golf in my free time.
That's true.
And also...
a side hustle.
Yeah, a side hustle. And then when I was working full time, I was able to read audio, like listen to audiobooks.
Yeah.
So... That being said, I would say 2024, we turn a page in our family of both kids.
Oh, okay. I was like, I'm not pregnant.
No, I would not.
That'd be awful.
We turn a page that both of our kids will be in full-time school.
Yeah, come fall this, come, of 2024. Yeah,
in August. So that will...
That'll be huge.
Yeah, for me, I'll be able to either get a part-time job, go back to school. I don't know quite yet what I want to do.
Yeah.
Maybe even help out at our church, as a resident or something. I need to
iron out some details,
talk with people. But I think already there's been talk of just like both Carrie and I becoming premarital counselors at our church. So that will be something that we get more heavily involved with come 2024.
I just want to give people permission. I know there's a lot of content, especially coming out right now, or had come out in the last week or so, about making this year the best year possible, doing everything you can to like follow through on your New Year's resolutions. I just want to give yourself permission to not. Like, it's okay if this is an average year. Like, we don't need to be going out the gamut, guns a-blazing, making all these changes. Like, you don't need to. And, like, give yourself permission to just keep doing the same thing. Granted, if there are things that are toxic, let's, and you're aware of it and you're just choosing not to, like, let's not do that game.
It's just not healthy.
No, that's not healthy. But if you're like, I'm in a good spot and I really don't want things to change, like, that's kind of where I feel like we are. I had talked last episode about working on like the impulse spending type of thing. Like, that's going to be an intention that I have of my spending that I do is on a gift card. And because I saw a reel, because that's how we're all learning things nowadays, of instead of cutting things out of your life, make it harder to get them. Mm. So instead of cutting out fast food, if you're going to get fast food, you have to go in, you have to park, get out of your car, go into the establishment, order it and wait for it and then go back in. That's less convenient than going through the drive-thru.
That concept of just like people think that like, oh, I just need to cut this out.
Right.
Then I will be a better person. It just doesn't work. You need to replace it with something so that you're no longer desiring that thing.
Yes.
And that's why like the whole like, the gospel of sin management is what it's called, of just like cut out the sin in your life. Like, no, that's not going to work,
right?
Because you're still going to desire that sin. If you replace it with holy attributes, characteristics that reflect godliness, then it's going to be, you no longer want those sinful desires.
Yes.
And so you want to replace that with proper, practices that make you more holy.
Yeah.
And so like if you, and like, right, like eating less fast food kind of is like that gray area, right? Like, yes, it's not healthy to constantly be eating out, but like you have to realize that like God created you as a human being, a person that has a body that is going to last into the new creation.
Right.
Like you are an embodied person. And so like what you do with your body actually does matter.
Right.
And so like, let's have those healthier like decisions of like, you know what? I don't need another soda.
Yes.
I don't need 5 cups of coffee. I can't.
I know you can't.
I can't anymore. It's weird. Like, ever since being a CMO parent, I've only drank one cup of coffee. And if I drank two, then, like, this antithetical effect that happens of where, like, I actually get more tired.
Right.
And I just
don't want that.
Zoned out. Yeah. I get, disassociation. Dissociative.
Disassociative. No, disassociated.
there we go. that's the one. So, anything else you're looking forward to in 2024? A brand new cat.
No, we are not getting any more animals. Maybe a minivan. Who knows?
We'll see.
I know. We're definitely, probably not. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of fallen into this. I'm okay with just being. Like, I was laughing. You probably weren't. I was looking at my accounting software for our business, and it took a dramatic decrease this year. Dramatic. And compared to, so 2022 was a very, very huge year for us, for me with our business. And then 2023 was not at all. It was a lot of like just a lot of praying for the Lord to provide. And he did. He definitely showed up and he did. And it was glorious and it was great and all glory to him. And I was just laughing at that because it's a different pace. And I felt like 2020 to 2022 me was constantly striving.
Hi. Hi, this is Ashley T. Lee Podcast. Join me to hear the Bible read line by line and clearly explained. Listen to the Word of God in your car or home or work while it transforms your mind daily. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, which is good and acceptable and perfect." Knowing the Bible can give you peace and joy in this hectic world. Listen weekly to Ashley T. Lee Podcast on all podcast sites.
You were working a lot because you had your full-time job, you had your side business that was thriving, that had
thriving
5-6 clients at one time.
Yeah.
And so you're constantly like, you didn't give yourself rest.
No.
And it was just like, go, 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 go. And then that like reflected into myself because I am an employee of your side gig or co-worker. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Whatever it was.
We work together
doing podcast. I do the podcast editing aspect of your podcast management business.
Yeah.
And so that kind of poured over into me of like I had 3-4 clients that I have with and our own podcast to
produce,
to edit, which can take some time if you want a quality product at the end. And so it became burdensome to the point that our parenting was affected. Mm-hmm. And so just to take a step back this past year of 2023 was just, it gave us the ability just to like be present with our children and not mm-hmm. like worry about like, is this going to get out on time?
Yeah, exactly. And you can go back and listen to some of the episodes, some of the first 20 episodes or so when we talk more about this in detail. And I think when I look towards 2024, it's like, I'm good with the pace I'm at. Like, I feel good about it. Things are getting off of my plate. And I know it's going to be, I don't want to say I know, I'm hopeful that it's going to be a little bit slower and ceasing from this striving mentality that I feel like I've had for a long time. But it's also my nature. So this goes countercultural, not countercultural, but counter to what I have really felt for a really long time. What's something you're looking forward to for 2024 besides our kids being in school, which is not for another 9 months?
Oh, yeah, I suppose. nothing like in particular. Mm. I think it would be to have a set pace of life kind of like seems enjoyable to me. Of just like, to have a set pace of life sounds enjoyable to me, of just like being able to just to keep moving at the same like speed, just to like not like trying to overstretch myself mm-hmm. or just like do nothing,
right?
Because neither are great. Mm-hmm. When you can if you're overstretched, then you're not showing up to those around you, and if you're understretched or like you're not doing anything, then you don't show it to those around you.
Yeah.
And so just to have a steady pace of just, this is our schedule and like this is what we are like doing is just mm-hmm. kind of will be nice. Of yeah. just like there's,
we're ready for mundane.
Well, I think we've got used to mundane this yeah. past year of yeah. just like,
we like this,
of just like a routine, right. of a good routine. It's just, yeah, it will be nice. Mm-hmm. I will say, I think we are going to try to incorporate a Monday night kind of.
Yeah, that is true.
Quiet.
Call it peace and quiet.
Peace and quiet. And it's after dinner. We're just going to mm-hmm. sit down on couches and read a book as a family. Yes. So everybody has their own book. We are sitting in our own location. I'll say it that like Jules doesn't quite understand the concept of peace and quiet
because
she just wants to keep playing and playing. Mm-hmm. But I think as we and our kids, we tried it this past Monday, and our kids kind of grasped it. Mm-hmm. The next day, they did ask me, who won.
Yeah, because I thought we were playing the quiet game.
And so I said, I won. No.
You both won. Let's keep playing every Monday.
And so just that, like, just for our kids to understand that, like, there doesn't need to be something on the calendar mm-hmm. for that day to be exciting.
Yes. Yep.
And, like, that is a great, like, because then it's this weird, like, antithetical effect, like this counterintuitive effect of, if you were never bored, you will never process something. Your brain is constantly going, you never get to process what's actually going on. Mm-hmm. And so that's how you actually process, like, what's, like, going on around you, like, to actually switch off your brain as well, and just to, like, to actually, like, be refreshed, to mm-hmm. be re-energized. Like, sometimes you need to be bored.
Yeah.
And so
we're giving them that gift.
Yeah, but of boredom.
Yes. And we get the gift of reading.
Yeah, so that, like, possibly be able to read more than just one book.
Or yeah, exactly.
Three books.
Is I think
three?
I maxed out at three.
Yeah.
I have a couple audiobooks. I also gave myself the permission to not finish a book. Mm. Like, once I got the gist of it, I stopped reading.
I can't do that.
Or I, like, skipped sections.
Oh, yeah. You started doing that with that one book.
Yes. Because
it was kind of texty.
It was a textbook. I was done. I was mentally done. Yeah, we're trying that this year. I'm not saying we're going to be experts at it. We're giving it a shot just to see and try to... It's been really helpful for me because I don't relax well. So being able to, like, have something on the calendar, which I like... It is a planned time and it's consistent, and just being able to do it just on Mondays is nice.
Yeah. I don't think there's really much. We're looking forward to nothing. Hey. No,
we're looking forward to just keep doing our same old thing.
Yeah.
Which is great. Okay. And being
We found our groove, I think. As
yeah.
Yeah.
And being open for this school year. We found our groove for this school year and really just being open to what God has in store. Like, I, this is probably the most open-handed I've felt going into a new year.
Hmm. Yeah, I have no clue what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah, I know.
Of, like, I have so many ideas. Like, that's kind of, like, my personality of, like, you know, that's a great idea. Let's pursue that for a couple minutes. And then, oh, well, I actually look at that shiny thing. Oh, I'm going to go over there.
Yeah.
And so just to, I think, like, the reason I came home was for me to pursue further education so that I could become a pastor, like, yes. The potential, and just, like, to sit in that goal without actually making any steps towards that goal mm-hmm. has been really tiresome, very yeah. burdensome mm-hmm. of just, like, I don't feel like anything's happening.
Yeah, you're not seeing any progress,
right? And so, like, it's like, what's the whole point? Why am I doing this? And mm-hmm. it's just, like, I get that, you know, like, that when that initial thought happens, then I go down that spiral of, yeah. like, what is this all for? Why am I doing this? And then, you know, hitting rock bottom and saying, mm-hmm. I'm done. I'm yeah. not going to show up for my kids anymore. Right. And then I get reminded, I would say weekly.
I was going to say
a weekly reminder from God that's just, like, show up. Yeah. For those around you, show mm-hmm. up for your kids, show up for your wife. Mm-hmm. What would it look like to be a great husband and a great father. Yes, and that's service to those yeah. around you that need help. And so, yeah.
Well, thank you guys. If you have been around for a full year and a half of us being podcasting, thank you. And if you're new, welcome to 2024. We, for the podcast, we're going to stay here. We're going to keep recording episodes. We're here. We're almost to 100 episodes, so we'll hit that sometime in fall-ish. So I know that's a huge milestone for us. So if you're liking this content, please go ahead and leave a rating over on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts, and make sure you leave a review over on Apple Podcasts. Tell us what you're looking forward to 2024, and if there's any content that you're specifically wanting to see, feel free to send us a DM over on Instagram at Carrie Vaco or at Jonathan Vaco. We would love to be able to hear from you. See you guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. As always, if you have a question that you would like us to answer here on the podcast, you can go ahead and send us an email at jcv.com. house@gmail.com, or you can send me a DM over on Instagram @CarrieDaco. We'd love to be able to answer and feature you on here on the podcast. And as always, if there is somebody in your life who would benefit from this episode, feel free to go ahead and send them the link. And if you love this content, we'd love to be able to hear from you. So go ahead and leave us a review over on Apple Podcast.
Until next time, we love you and we appreciate you.
See you guys.
Bye.